Welcome in to the latest episode of That SEC Podcast. I'm your host, Hairless Mike, and on the left side is skinny Cousin Shay. What's going on, Cousin Shay?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, what's going on, brother? Oh, man, we are one more week in the books, 1 week closer to college football, Mike. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? This time next week, we'll be exhausted from all the SEC content heading your way. That's right. We are heading down to Media Day Sunday. And from Sunday to Thursday, we are going to have so much wonderful content heading your way. So be sure you have those notifications on. And if you haven't yet, please like and subscribe. It does help the show grow. You may save someone's life if you just pass this show topic to someone else. But if you don't, you know where else you could go, Mike, to have a good time?
It doesn't have to be Tampa.
You could go on down to Tennessee Legend Distillery. That's right. Come see our folks. This week, they got a paint sip going on. We're going to miss it, Mike, but my wife will be there with her crew. So they're looking forward to that. Going to have a great time.
Ladies' night?
Yeah. Yeah. You think I'm wild? Wait till you see these hens. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's like family over there. And if you do swing in, be sure to let them know the cousin sent you. Not only will we get a discount, but you will also receive a bonus gift.
Man, how can you beat that?
You can't. Where can you go and get free stuff? It's just, it's a rarity now, you know? They just don't do it.
Back in my day, you know?
When I was a kid, buying gum, a pack of gum for 5 cents, you know? You can't do that now. The nickel is going to be the next coin they get rid of, right? They got rid of all the pennies. So
you think so?
Yeah, it's coming. Eventually, we'll be a coinless society. And how sad is that? How sad is that?
Coinless, hairless, what else can you?
all those poor water fountains not going to get, you know, getting rained on anymore.
Well, I'll tell you where, at least we didn't, we're not questionless, which is good, because we got an SEC mailbag show, buddy. You ready to answer some questions from the cuzzos?
Hell yeah, let's do it.
All right, first one, Shane, shout out. Cousin Glenn Warsaw, official cousin. Hey. Official cousins always get their questions answered. And I think I see Glenn. Yeah, Glenn's in the comments here, so we appreciate you, buddy. Great question here, Shane. What's your favorite college football game you've ever attended?
Oh, ever attended. I think I've said this one before, and I hate that I cannot remember the year, but – Tennessee fans will know. Arian Foster was on this roster. We go down to Athens, Georgia. We're supposed to win this game, Mike. Supposed to win this damn game. And the lead up, the par. I mean, we were down there to have a good time. We were drinking, cutting up. We're gonna knock these dogs back a step or two, you know. And the next thing you know, I look up, we're down like 21-7 at half, and I was like, holy shit, what did we get into? What we got into was one of the most epic comebacks ever, and them dog fans, if you were there, you probably remember it as well, but we ended up winning that game like 50-something to 20. It was fantastic. We got down there, we were dancing and singing with the band. So if I'm saying my favorite game, you know, it's probably not one that's brought up on the list, but it was one that I just had such a great time going to, and I'll always, always remember Athens that way.
Interesting.
What about yours?
Is that the last time they beat Georgia?
It feels like it. Well, I wish I was down there at the Jennings, you know, Hail Mary. That was awesome. But I could tell you exactly where I was, and it wasn't sitting down. That was the last time I ran. I ran up and down the hall. I was so damn excited for that one. So, yeah, a couple Georgia games.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this the other day because we had an opportunity.
Yeah.
To go to 22 Tennessee, Alabama. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Got a skybox seats and everything.
Yeah.
Shane's like, I can't go. I was like, damn
it. Let's just watch it here. I'm at age now.
What a game that would have been. You know what?
Damn, I don't remember the skybox thing. I think this is like that fishing story. Fish gets bigger, you know. You remember we were going to run through the tee and you didn't want to go because your knee was hurting you?
No, my knee was doing good. But when you bailed, I was going to take my dad. And he had hip surgery that week.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I'm not going to drag his ass.
Yeah. <You know?
laughs> I didn't want him to feel bad, you know, so... yeah, but we had a good time. But that would have been the answer, Shane.
That was a good one.
But I'm going to go with, I'm trying to look up the year here. One day, speaking of my dad, we went to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Undefeated. At LSU. It was a big time matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got it right here. I think it was, what year would that have been? 2014. Oh, I got vacated, but it still happened, Shane, because I was there, right? It still happened. So 2014, Ole Miss undefeated in the top five. Hugh Freeze, shout out.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about that bastard.
The golden child at that time.
And then LSU did the unthinkable, Shane, and it was an ugly ass game, 10-7. Mm-hmm. LSU scored at the end there on the goal line. Only touchdown. They scored all game, but that's all it took, man. And they stormed the field. But there's nothing quite like LSU Baton Rouge when there's a big-time game.
Yeah.
And, we ran into so many Ole Miss frat boys when it was done, and they were just MF this. And, you know, they were destroying stuff. I was like, I've been there. But that had to have been up there. Tennessee, Florida. I was a student. That was the game where Will Hoyt missed the extra point.
Oh man, that would have been
Tennessee's going to lose.
50-yard field goal to win.
They get the ball back. Yeah, and he makes this amazing kick. Florida goes down. I was at that one. I was at 98 Tennessee, Florida.
Oh,
that was
a good one.
Steve Spurrier owned Tennessee, of course, but not that year, Shane. Not that year. I believe Florida missed an extra point in that one, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the start of that. Well, I guess it really started with Syracuse, but not for Tennessee fans. It's like you don't believe you're going to do anything big till you beat Florida. You know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a year. So those games stand out to me. I know I'm going more than one, but.
It's like
your kids. How can you pick your favorite kid? You know what?
And it's not necessarily the game itself, right? We had an absolute blast in Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia Tech. You know, I mean, the game kind of sucked, right? I mean, we won, which was awesome, but the whole build-up, camping out, man, we had a absolute blast there. Mizzou, Oklahoma, a couple years ago. That if those first three quarters didn't suck so bad, this would be number one on my list. But the way that thing ended, especially seeing a few of those Mizzou fans sneaking out there at the end, trying to beat the traffic, and then, just one of the craziest endings of a football game to ever happen. So I would definitely put that one on the list. But there's been some really, really, really great football. I remember Nick Saban coming up, LSU, and Kelly Washington having three touchdowns, and we just waxed his ass. You know, that was awesome. Of course, we won't talk about the SEC championship later that year, but 2001, I think that one was. So there's been some really – I've been to some great football games, man.
Hey, shout out Cousin Fred. Wedding on Saturday. Gonna need some cheers to pick me up.
Yeah.
I think I got some of that laying around somewhere, Fred, if you want it off the...
Well, Fred, this is exactly when you should be doing weddings. You know, you should not be having them in the fall. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Which, my brother, I have not given him the bad news yet. But Flying Hawaiian, if you're watching, probably not going to make that one. So I apologize.
No, don't worry. He's not watching.
Nah, he's not. He usually texts us during the show. What y'all doing? Yeah.
All right, Shane. How about, good question here. And I've had a couple of cousins reach out with something similar, but Thunderstick GM, cool name. He's an official cousin, Shane. Would y'all ever consider bringing on an official cousin from each fan base to talk about their team, maybe as a preseason series to get a fan's perspective on the team.
I don't hate it.
Boomer.
I don't hate it, Mike. You know, I think it would be kind of cool to get that. You know, we talked about different things. We talked about doing the video games and getting the cousins on. We, me and you were even discussing the other day about potentially doing a college fantasy league or something, you know, just to kind of check this out. But we will have something in place. But right now, nothing on the books for official cousins. You got to get vetted, you know, that we do this live. And I'm not saying we're not like Feinbaum and we got a 6 second thing we can hit a button and we're okay. You know, you let some words fly on here, then, you know, Tennessee legend may say, see you guys. So we got to be careful. Maybe some pre-recorded stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got to get with them and figure out how they handle all that, you know?
You know, that may be something we do. Just not a call-in show, but maybe you send a video clip saying, you know, something about your team. You know, some question or something comes up, and maybe we kind of splice those together and make a show out of it. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
I think there's something there.
The wheel's turning. I like it.
Marler live, please.
No.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right, how about this, Shane? Me, Shane, and a lot of legend. We talk ball for hours.
We'd never stop. It never stops.
SEC Shaw, appreciate you, buddy. Not media day's question, but do you guys think we'll ever see teams resting players at the end of the season if they're locked into the playoff?
I do worry about this because it's going to happen, and I don't think it necessarily happens in our conference. You know, I just, not with Sankey in charge, I feel like there would be some, especially like an SEC. I always wonder about like an SEC championship. You got a guy that's a little banged up, maybe 70-60%. You know, you really need him, but man, it'd be awesome if you could just sit him for a couple more weeks before he plays a playoff game. You know, I could see something like that. We've seen it in the past with, was it Ohio State kind of doing something like this with some dudes that were questionable? So that tag gets thrown around. So I feel like you won't notice somebody sitting. What you may see is just an injury pop up toward late in the season, especially if they've got that position secured. Would not surprise me.
I don't even know what you're talking about with Ohio State. I don't pay attention to garbage programs. But I'll tell you this, Shane, if they expand to 24.
Yeah.
I guarantee you this is going to it's going to happen every year.
Yep.
And that's a big reason why I don't want it to expand to 24.
Yep. Man, it can't. I mean, we got to keep our foot down on this one. The people have got to have a voice here. And I get some of these coaches want it, right? Because it secures them that's what keeps you employed is getting to the playoffs. But it's not about that. It's about the fans. And I do not see any fans, at least in my feed, talking about expansion's a good idea.
Yeah, and I was on with Neil McCready today.
Yeah,
MPW, go check it out. But he was saying, hell, if they expand it, right, then we're most assuredly going to get like 8-4 teams in the playoff.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you make the playoff, you've had a good year.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, if Georgia went 8-4 this year and made the playoff and got knocked out in the first round, is that a good year?
No.
No. So, I mean, these coaches are arguing like, yeah, let's expand it so I can get in the playoffs, so I can cool my job. Now, maybe it's a different story if you're Vanderbilt and you go 8-4, they're going to say, hell yeah, Clark Lee's awesome.
Right.
But just if we keep expanding this damn thing, then even just making a playoff is not going to be good enough for a lot of fans, and nor should it be.
No, that's a good point. You keep moving the goalposts, then the standards change, right? And
right.
And so will the paperwork when they say, hey, you're not going to get a bonus when you make the playoffs. You get a bonus if you make it to the third round.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the more they expand, the less the regular season means anything. And the college football is the only sport where the regular season means so much, you know?
And it's right there. I feel like we're kind of in a sweet spot. There's some things that I would change about the playoffs. This everybody gets a trophy thing is for the birds. I get it that a team like, JMU or something. I mean, come on, man. What are we doing? This doesn't need to happen. I do feel like it needs to be the top 12, and maybe it's not decided by a human. You know, hell, AI is crazy right now. You pair that with a little BCS.
Don't give it to AI.
I'm just saying, there's you could truly find out, you know, who the top 12, well, at least close to who the top 12. Remove the heart from the picking, you know. That I feel like when people are there, it's sometimes it creates that human error, human element that screws us in the long run. So get us the 12 best teams in the country, and I guarantee the playoffs would look a lot better.
Hey, good question here from Dagger. Will a 9-3 SEC team make the playoffs this year? It's never happened, right? But again, we're expanding to a 9-game conference schedule. It's a good question. We don't really have an answer for it, but I think it really depends on the team, right?
Right.
If Texas were to lose to Ohio State, and Ohio State's like 1 or 2,
yeah,
I think they got a really good shot at 9-3 getting in the playoff.
That's a very good point, Mike. And we did this a lot on the previews because I was just thinking to myself as we're going through it, strength of schedule. Now, this is July strength of schedule. That may change in December, but yeah, I could see a scenario that, you know, Texas drops to Ohio State, maybe Tennessee early on the road, and then maybe an Ole Miss or LSU. But they still, if that were to happen, have a lot of signature wins, a lot of top 25, top 15 wins. So,
but that say gets maybe a Tennessee, that's 9-3. Different. I don't. Again, things can change.
Yeah.
What if Auburn wins 9 games? What if Carolina wins 9 games?
What if
LSU, yeah, and Bama win 10 games, then all of a sudden maybe it's a different story. But as I see it now, I don't think a 9-3 Tennessee's in.
No.
I think Oklahoma, because they're playing Michigan.
Well, right.
You know, it remains to be seen how good Michigan is. But if they're a quality team, you know, that could really help you at 9-3, or if that's one of your losses, I don't think it kills you. So I think it really – it's a team-by-team
mm-hmm. –
team by team basis, so to speak.
That's exactly right. You know, you lose to Michigan, Georgia, Texas. I still feel like Oklahoma is flirting with top 25, or at least on the bubble.
They'd be the hottest team in the country, Shane. 7 wins in a row.
Dude, I'm just saying, you do 7 in a row and you beat a, let's say, let's pretend for a second, Ole Miss is in a good spot right now. Texas A&M. You know, looking for a playoff spot. Yeah, I think Oklahoma definitely gets back in the mix. But
Mizzou's battling late.
Yeah, there's just a few teams that just aren't going to get that luxury. And I feel like it's those that are not top 10 right now. You know, it's almost like you've got to have that spot early, and you got to lose a game early that we can justify. See, A&M losing to Arizona State would not justify it, in my opinion. But LSU on the road, that makes sense.
Well, what if Arizona State wins their conference?
Well, gee,
then it's a different story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So we got to see how it plays out. But
what about toughest schedule, Arkansas? Let's give them pigs a shout out here. If Arkansas loses 3 games, they getting in?
Hell, why not? Put them in.
You lose to Utah, Georgia, and A&M, but then you go on a tear. Yeah, put them in. and get $1 million in the process, right? If you just put a
Are you on drugs?
Yes.
All right. How about this one, Shane? From old Strap Man. Appreciate you. He's an official cousin, Shane. Which, he said HQ, I think he means head coach. Which head coach most likely to visit the booth at Media Days? Ooh.
Most likely? Drink.
I don't know if we never anticipate getting any. We'll just be honest with you. Any we get is a bonus.
I feel like three are definitely in the, if I'm picking a hot three, I would say drink. I'd say Shane Beamer, and I would also say John Summerall. That I feel like those three are the ones that are kind of sitting there. Do you have a different?
In.
Yeah. Hypel will give us a high five like he always does, and then go to on He's three. Like,
who are these hicks?
Auburn will send a kicker over, you know.
Ooh, well, I don't want to ruin anything because I don't want to put anybody on the spot.
Yeah.
But we might have an in with one of the – I don't even want to tease it, but we may have an in with one of the coaches. I'll tell you off air. Oh,
okay.
So, again, I don't want to put anyone on the spot there. But, yeah, I mean, again, I'm just grateful for anybody that comes to the table.
For sure. And we don't know what the situation looks like. I feel like the reason we didn't get as many last year and why a lot of people didn't is because we were totally separate from every – like the big outfits – you know, the CBSs, the ESPNs, all those guys, they kind of had downstairs. So they're doing their little car wash down there. And then all of us upstairs waiting for somebody to take two flights of steps to get up to us. And they weren't in a line. So hopefully it's a little bit easier access down there in Tampa.
I don't even remember. Was it Atlanta last year?
We were in Atlanta last year. Yeah. Okay. And then Dallas wasn't so bad, right? I'm trying to think of the Dallas situation. I don't remember.
We were right in front of Feinbaum, so that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So we were grabbing everybody that was on with him.
or we get the, yeah, just 1 second, and then you never see him again.
Oh, yeah. Half the people do that, too, you know?
Well, that's the best thing. Like, players, there are some teams, and I'm giving them a shout-out if they happen to be listening to this. There's some that are tremendous. They give you a heads-up. You're getting this guy. You're getting this guy. And then some, they just show up, right? We're unexpected. Oh, we had you on next, you know? It's like, well, damn, shoot us an email.
What if they didn't tell us and Shade was still asleep when they sat at the table? You remember who that was?
Yeah, that was your quarterback.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, yeah, I missed that.
I said, hey, Shade, you might want to wake up. Spencer Rattler's at the table, so... Yeah, that interview's still up.
I get down there and y'all are fighting about his QB ranks. I was like, shit.
That's still live. You could go check it out. Shade, he jumps on about halfway through. Yeah. All right, how about this one, Shade? Great question. Surfer Dog, we appreciate you, buddy. If you had to bet, who will have the best regular season record this year? Florida, Auburn, Missouri, or Carolina? You can only pick one, so... Let's go through these, Shane. I know Shane hates Auburn. We got a question about that. But here's their schedule. I mean, all these damn schedules are difficult. You know it?
Yeah.
Auburn, Florida. Let's see. He didn't throw your Kentucky in there for some reason.
Yeah. He's lucky because I would have picked
Florida,
him.
Carolina, or Mizzou. Ooh. Where would you go there, Shane? Who's going to have the best record out of those four?
I think you landed on it here. And it's not by much, but I do feel like some of these home games are really going to be pivotal. Florida, especially at Florida, Texas A&M, back-to-back, you know. Having
so you're
those
saying
guys
Missouri, right? For yeah, the audio Missouri. Listeners?
Yes.
Missouri. Well, of course you were going to say Missouri. You damn homer. I think the answer is Florida, probably. I think they're trying to tell you that with the over-unders. Now, maybe they missed it. Maybe they missed the mark, but...
I don't hate it.
How often does Vegas miss the mark?
Yeah. I mean, we did this with the win-loss toss, and there's that little three-game... it's tough. It's brutal. Texas, Georgia... in Oklahoma, but outside that, you know, there could be some potential toss-up games here. You look at Ole Miss is at home. South Carolina's at home.
You're right. It may come down to who wins Florida at Missouri.
And you're right. They want you to take the under here.
And this is such a great question by Surfer Dog.
Yeah.
Because I know we're spending most of the time on Florida and Missouri. I could easily see it be Carolina.
Yeah,
and if things break right, I could see it being Auburn. I mean, I'm not trying to cop out, but I think all these teams, I think for the first time we could say, I know a lot of people are out on Beamer. I'm not. I think all these teams are well coached.
Yeah.
I think Auburn and Carolina, really good at quarterback. I think Missouri is, I know I put them 15th, but potentially really good for the first time at quarterback under Drink.
Yeah.
And then I don't know about Florida's quarterback situations, but everyone tells me they got the best offensive coordinator out of all of them.
If I'm being honest, Mike, and we're power ranking this thing, I would say Mizzou, number one, South Carolina, this is like most likely, South Carolina, number two, I'd go Florida, and then I'd go Auburn. That would be my ranking.
God, you hate. What did Emily do to you?
They may bookmark this. Just because I have a feeling it could be the exact opposite.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a great question. And that leads to another one, Shane.
Yeah.
From old War Eagle. It's a little bit of a long one here, but why does Cousin Shane hate Auburn so much? Honest answer. Is it because he backed Auburn for too long with no success? There's a lot to like about this team with a new head coach. And we need to do a wager for when Auburn and them Tennessee Vols face off. If Auburn wins, he has to wear an Auburn shirt on the show after. If Tennessee wins, he don't have to.
I don't hate Auburn. I really don't. In fact, you're right. I pulled for them for several years, man. I just kept thinking this is the year. Last year, especially. I saw a scenario where Auburn went 10-2, you know, making the playoffs. That's how confident it was. And what sucks is they had the roster, Mike. They absolutely did. And I would say this, and you know, you can't trial run this, but if you would have gave Golish that football team last year, dude, 9-3 at the minimum. That's where we would have been. That's frustrating. So that one sucks because it's like, how many times can you make a bad bet? It's like going to a casino and you keep putting on black and black, you know, and it's like red keeps in. Eventually, I'm going to start putting my money on red. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Do I think Golish is the right guy? I do, but I do think that he needs at least a season to get this team turned around and build this roster up.
It's like Shane's done touched the burner. He's like, I learned my lesson. I'm not touching it till it's cooled off. Huh?
That's what mom said. You know, let him stick his fingers in the outlet. Let him figure it out.
Just like Mizzou fan Shane 07 gifted 20 memberships. Damn,
appreciate
I took a screenshot of that. And he also, Missouri's getting into the playoff. Carolina's a good team, but Boomer Ball will finally get deflated this year after he gets fired. So we appreciate Mizzou fan.
I hate that those teams aren't playing each other this year. That was becoming one of my favorite games. Actually, it was. It was one of my favorite games.
Ooh. Well, maybe they'll meet in a playoff.
Hey. Ooh, that'd be good.
What's the record for Missouri if they get in? Is it 10-2?
10-2, and you lose two games. One's Georgia on the road, and one's Texas at home, but you win the rest.
Scale of 1 to 10. Where would you put it that they do that?
Oh, 3.6. Yeah.
You just gave us $20, Shane. And 20 memberships.
I thought I was being nice with that. I mean, 36%. If I told you had a 36% chance to make college football play, there's a lot of teams in this league that have 0% chance. The only reason I wouldn't have that number higher is if they were one of those 9-3 situations. You know, it wouldn't blow my mind if Mizzou finishes a season 9-3, but does this stupid committee, I shouldn't say that. We haven't given them a chance yet. Does this committee put them in? That's, you know, I'm least confident in that.
Hey, shout out Cousin Jay says Morristown West could beat Auburn.
Hey, you're probably right.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
I was just over there. Went over to the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, I thought you were on the field or something, like running laps or something.
No. Drove right by it though. Burt Tony, is that what it's called? Tony Burt? Burt Tony? It's a nice stadium. Nice stadium. A lot of L's in that one.
All right, let's move on to Max Ellis. Oh, yeah. I forgot to look this up, but because again, I don't know that there is a, has the polls come out? Not that I'm aware of. Like the official ones.
The, what is it?
Like the AP poll, you know, all that. So he says Indiana was ranked 21 last year in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any team you think ranked 17 to 25 that could win the title? So let me, again, the only rankings that I, let me pull up Stevens Athlon top 25.
Yeah.
And I'll read you the 17 through 25. And to be quite honest with you, I mean, I just think that was such an outlier. It seems unlikely. But maybe.
August 26th is when the AP comes out.
Okay. Well, here we got. Here is number 25. Iowa.
Nope.
Boise State. Louisville. SMU. Oh, Tennessee. So the answer is yes. Utah, Houston, Penn State, Washington, BYU. Those are your top. Those are your 16 through 25.
Yes. The answer is yes. Tennessee Volunteers are in the mix. Definitely.
Mm.
Sleeping on them balls.
Yeah, I guess we got to say yes, huh?
Yeah, got to. You hear me, Josh? I need more than a high five this time. I need five of your minutes.
But I get last year was just, I don't know. I think it's easier in the Big Ten, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's the damn funny thing, Shane, where they're like, well, the SEC's falling behind the Big Ten. Well, maybe that's the case when you play in the Big Ten and you play two ranked teams. That doesn't mean Indiana was awesome, right? And they whooped everybody's ass in the playoff, except for Miami. But, they beat them pretty soundly. But, again, how easier is that, the path? I mean, there's no shot in hell you're going to play an SEC schedule where you play two ranked teams and that's it.
No. I saw a list floating around. It was talking about just strength of schedule. And I think there was 12 SEC teams in the top 16 or something stupid like that. And we're sitting here saying, you know what? 9-3 SEC team doesn't deserve a spot, you know, because that's what's going to happen. We're going to have some 10-2 Big Ten teams. And they're going to say, or 10-2 ACC teams, and they're going to say, yeah, 9-3 Texas. I mean, they would have just won their games. It's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Give Florida State Texas a schedule. Florida, man, they'd have Norvell fired before September ends, you know?
Yeah. Cousins love the Longhorn, Shane.
Yeah, I do like that. The spinach dip. And I've had a lot of spinach. Here's what happened. I was going to get salad, and my wife was like, don't get salad. They're shitting all over themselves. So I was like, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't get a salad. We should get spinach, cooked spinach. And, dude, that is the best spinach dip I ever had. And the steaks are perfect every time. Great place. Not a sponsor. Should be.
They just opened a Texas Roadhouse down the street.
Yeah.
And it's like a damn madhouse every time I drive by it. I'm like, this is damn Nashville. Like, yeah. No offense to Texas Roadhouse, but there's a lot of options.
There's something, man. They're putting
whenever they open something new, it's like people just go nuts for it, you know?
You know, when they found that crack cocaine in Coca-Cola, I think they're going to eventually do some studies on this butter that they've got with their rolls because there's something going on, Mike. I don't know what it is, but
is that the
fantastic
one we were told it's not butter?
Probably. Yeah. What it's is oil. It? You know?
Vegetable oil.
That's what they say, but, you know, an alien may have dropped it off and said, you know what, I'm going to bless this owner of a steakhouse, and the next thing you know, they're killing it, because even here, this town is absolutely crazy. Every time you go there, the place is freaking packed like crazy, you know, so it's wild. I don't understand the restaurant scene.
Let me ask you this.
Let me say this one last thing, Mike, because you've been here. You've been to Poduck Town where I'm at. White Pine, Tennessee ain't nothing, right? But you could take a struggling restaurant that, like, I'll drive by Outback in Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg or whatever. The place is a ghost town. Dude, you drop Outback in a town like this, it's the only place to eat, right? That place would be packed every night. I don't understand it. I'm sorry. Outback, come on, man.
What is this, a food podcast?
They got some good deals. It's a slow, yeah. It's they got some pretty good deals if you're thinking about. They got two never mind. You can look it up.
Okay. Yeah, we're not at the food questions yet, Shane. Shout out to the Duke of Norbit. Does Sark get fired, Shane, if Texas doesn't make the playoff?
Oh.
Blows a $40 million roster.
Damn.
It's probably more expensive than that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because I feel like to do that, you lost four games. So,
or maybe three, but a couple of them are blowouts.
Or a team you shouldn't like, you know.
Florida.
Arkansas whooping up on you in November 21st. So,
right.
Yeah. Because they're gonna say, clearly we've seen the ceiling with Sarkisian. If you're spending all this money, what's a little bit more to get another coach in here? They'll throw it all at that Indiana guy. I guarantee it.
And then he'll come down. How about here. This?
Yeah.
Nick Saban.
I think that ship sailed, man. You know, that I used to do that with
the one that got away. I bet you they'd make him a strong ass offer.
I was like, these older guys, yeah, I used to do it with Barry Sanders. I was like, what if Barry comes back? What if Megatron comes back, you know? And then, yeah, what if McGregor comes
That's
back
an athlete,
and blows
though.
His knee out at 2 seconds of fighting?
I mean, if Cignetti, old ass, he's an old man too. If he could still win it, yeah. I think Saban could.
Cignetti, there's something about, he's made a deal with the devil or something. This guy's came out of nowhere. He may be the Antichrist. I don't know. I haven't confirmed that, but there's something going on here.
Hey, appreciate you, Jaden. He's got a. Can I get a path for Florida to make the playoff? How about that? Could this be the Indiana? I mean, they got the talent.
Well, I feel like Florida can't do 9-3. They got to go 10-2. It would definitely help to beat a Texas or a Georgia, but I don't think it's quite necessary. Win all of them except those two games, you're in. That's your path.
Sorry, which two are you talking about?
Texas and Georgia. Uh-huh. They're both, technically they're both road games, so
right.
That's not crazy. Win your home games, the toughest ones, Ole Miss and Oklahoma, you close those down, then, yeah, there's your path.
I think they could – it's going to be – that's a tall – you know, they got to have a good quarterback, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know. Do they? They got an outstanding running back. They've got really good receivers.
Yeah.
They got a ton coming back on defense. Now, the defense was not stellar, but it wasn't horrible either. I mean, they were kind of middle of the road. They've got the pieces to surprise. And I think that for them this year, the quarterback just can't kill them, if that makes sense. He's got to limit his mistakes. Get the ball in the playmaker's hands and run that ball and keep running it. You know, so that right there is your path. And I don't know, Shane. I think this is another one, 9-3.
Yeah.
Depending on how it is. Like, I could see him. I know this won't make sense, perhaps, but lose to at Auburn or Ole Miss. You know, because it's early. Those are your first SEC games.
Yeah.
You're still kind of getting the program established. Maybe even lose at Texas. I mean, that's very likely. And then go on a run. Let's say they lose at Auburn, which is, that's a total coin flip. Ole Miss at home. Let's say Trinidad gets red hot. I mean, I don't think that's like unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
They lose at Texas. Let's say by like a last second field goal. And then they just they go on a heater and beat Georgia, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Vanderbilt at Florida State. I think they're not a guarantee, but I think they could make a strong argument to get in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that we don't talk about a lot is Lady Luck, right? a fumble go your way, a bad call go your way, injuries. That's one thing that's kind of plagued Florida, is the injury bug. This wide receiver room, I've told you, Mike, is probably one of the top, shit, I'd say they're top five in the country for sure. And if they're healthy and they stay healthy and they hit at quarterback, then all of a sudden, man, the offense isn't the problem. So, Lady Luck, got to have a little bit of that.
Hey, comment of the night, Razor Bass. Imagine Shane is an Outback franchise owner. Sorry, folks, we're out of Bloomin' Onion, steak, Alex, spring chicken, burgers, and prime rib. We got plenty of sides.
So. That's right. Y'all want to sit outside? Dude, that Alice Springs chicken's no joke. Man, and I just
you can always tell when Shane's hungry on the podcast.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I promise you. But that Alice Springs is good.
Hey, shout out Michael Dunlap, official cousin. Give me your ideal 26 road trip. Pretty sure we've done this before, but he's an official cousin, Shane. So I'm just going to answer his question here. But I guess we got to run through the schedule real quick.
Well, yeah, I wish there was a SEC 26. You know how they got one? Oh, okay. Is this all of them?
Yeah. So I think, like I said, we've done this before. There's not a lot of good games week one. I think you almost have to go Clemson at LSU.
Yes.
Because who the hell cares? I mean, at Louisville, Ole Miss is a potentially great game. Baylor, Auburn, great game potentially. But I'm not going neutral site.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bunch of garbage, right?
I agree. This is the easiest one of the bunch here.
Okay.
Number two, I like Alabama, Kentucky. Just because, man, it's the first SEC matchup of the year, you know what I'm saying? And when else are you going to go to Lexington, Kentucky, see the new quarterback? I mean, they're telling me right now that Alabama is going to lose this game. Wouldn't you want to be a part of it, Mike?
Okay, I'll send your ass up there. I'm going to Austin for Ohio State, Texas.
Oh, no, that would be a great one.
Yeah, that's where I'm headed. Okay, week three. Now, it's getting a little more entertaining here, but it's got to be LSU at Ole Miss, don't you think? Easy answer?
Yes, LSU at – no, yeah, easy answer.
Okay. Week four. Now we're cooking. You know, got Texas at Tennessee. You got Oklahoma at Georgia. A&M at LSU. But for me, it's kind of an easy one. I got Oklahoma and Georgia as the two best in the country, or at least or in the conference, and that's the country for me. So I'm going to Athens.
I don't know. I'm different. I'm going Texas, Tennessee. Get all the Mannings in one room. I think that's going to be awesome. A lot of orange, battle the real UT. I hate that it's early. That's the only kicker, but. Yeah, that's the one I'm going to.
Okay, well, you would be waking your ass up early because I'm going to be partying all night at Athens. Week five? Ooh, how about not a great week either, Shane. I would probably Florida, Missouri.
Florida, Missouri. Yeah. Or
Auburn at Tennessee would be pretty entertaining.
I mean, there's always weird. We talked about this on the Arkansas preview. There's always something weird in that game. I wouldn't hate it because the point of a road trip for me is trying to get to all these different places, you know?
How about a wild card?
Yeah.
Bama at Mississippi State. Imagine the scene if Mississippi State pulled off the upset.
it could definitely be one. I think I'm going to go with Arkansas A&M, though.
Okay, I'm going to Starkville. I changed my mind.
Yeah.
All right, week six.
You got to hit that don't allow. Get that. I can't see. I can't see. There's a thing that's popped up. Says Google Chrome. Do you not see it on your screen?
Mm-mm.
Oh, what's there? Maybe it's on mine.
But anyway, I'm going. I think I'm going Georgia at Alabama.
Shit, it was mine. I can barely see it, and all those pop ups are happening here. Georgia, Alabama. Yeah.
Or Texas, Oklahoma.
Shit. No. I'm doing Red River.
We've seen enough Alabama, Georgia.
Yeah.
The last one was such a... Alabama's going to suck. I forgot. All right. And then week 7. Ooh.
Damn, I might go Knoxville.
Alabama at Tennessee. See, that's... I was smarter than you. I saved it.
You didn't know. It just happened. I guess in this scenario, I'm probably going to go to Auburn, Georgia. I mean, there's a rivalry game. I'd like to see a rivalry again.
Right. I think it's 9 in a row, though. It's not much of a rivalry these days.
Hey, I'm telling you, Golish, he's going to make it a rivalry, and there's going to be some mean talking at the end of this thing.
If Florida's really good, Florida at Texas will be really good, but revenge game, too.
I mean,
Missouri at Ole Miss.
I probably would drop that Texas one and then watch this one. Third Saturday in October. It's tough not to watch that game.
Yeah. All right. Week 8. A&M at Alabama is interesting. Tennessee at Carolina. Ole Miss at Texas. LSU up. Man, this is a week right here.
I think this would be a good time to get down to Tuscaloosa and watch Texas A&M and Alabama. Yeah. Those have had some good games in the past.
Okay. Will Johnny Manziel show up?
I don't know. I was thinking, you know, we saw that Shia LaBeouf guy. I always feel like him and Johnny are like the same.
Kindred spirits.
Yeah. Got handlers, you know, keeping them in line.
All right. How about week 9? I think it's got to be Florida, Georgia.
Yes. I hate that it's in Atlanta, but I'm still going to watch it.
Okay.
I'm still going to watch it.
Week 10. Oh, baby, we got some good ones here. Bama, LSU, Georgia at Ole Miss. Those have been classic here lately.
I've already been to Ole Miss, so I don't want to do that one again. Oh, man, I've seen Texas a lot already.
I think Georgia Ole Miss is the one.
And we've already done A&M, LSU.
South Carolina, those games are
Highly entertaining. Oklahoma, Florida, man. I mean, if we're going to go to the swamp, I'd rather do it in November, you know? So that may be one that I would put on the list. Yeah, I'm going to go with them, Oklahoma and Florida.
Okay. Week 11, Shane, give me Texas at LSU.
Yeah.
Tennessee at A&M. Ole Miss at Oklahoma. I mean, these are all great. Missouri, Georgia, they always seemingly play pretty tough.
It would be tough to not watch that game, though. Texas, give me Texas LSU. We're going back. Yeah.
Okay. And then, ooh, how about week 12, Shane? Give me A&M Oklahoma, LSU at Tennessee. Those are two good choices, but I think I'm going to Norman.
Yeah.
Georgia at Carolina. If Carolina's really good, that's a hell of a matchup.
Yeah, we're going to Norman here. This is your game.
Get you a swirly?
Yeah.
I think it's a swirl.
Swirl. Yeah.
Whatever the hell
it's called. Making it up.
I call it a swirly. And then, so rivalry, you get one on Friday, one on Saturday. Texas A&M, that's kind of easy, right?
Would
you go to the Egg Bowl?
No. That's it.
Okay. And then Saturday, we got Iron Bowl. We got the Golden Boot. We got the Governor's Cup.
I'm going to Iron Bowl. Yeah. Yep.
I think I'm going to Tennessee Vanderbilt.
I wish Clemson was at South Carolina. That would be the one. But, yeah, that's the one I'm going to go.
Because I don't want a long road trip back. Because it's the holidays. You know what?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so in this scenario, I'd go to College Station and then – go all the way to the other end of the country. So, yeah, we'll do it. I like it. It's a road trip.
Man, no wrong choices there, though. You know what?
No, there isn't. And I wish I could have given this a little more thought. And obviously, things would change, but ideally, I would love to see more than one campus. I'd like to get as many as I can. So, to make the perfect road trip.
All right. Shane, official cousin Eric Engelbretson. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. Appreciate you, Eric. Two traditions in the SEC I cannot stand. The cowbells at Mississippi State and LSU singing the profane version of Nick. Cowbells because of the noise and because no other SEC team is allowed to do anything like that. LSU just because that song goes as far as the getter as you can go. Where do you stand on those two traditions?
I don't know, man. They've been here as long as I remember, you know. I don't think it's the only ones. There's some weird ones out there. There's some stuff I don't understand how you get away with it, but I don't know, man. I'm not quite there yet where I want to ban it all, but you know, maybe if I lose to LSU here recently and I hear that song, or maybe if Tennessee goes to Mississippi State and instead of barely squeaking out, they lose because of the noise of the cowbells. So for me right now, I don't hate it. But if I were to pick on one, I would probably pick more on the cowbells just because it is a noise, even though I got a cool one up here. Thank you, cuz.
Artificial noisemakers, what they call
them. Yeah, yeah. Because they banned those other things that you see in soccer and stuff.
Well, I hear you, Shane.
Yeah.
But these traditions are what make college football special to me.
Yeah.
And what make it unique, you know? That you don't have anything like this in the NFL that I'm aware of. So I get it. And I get it. You don't want, I mean, students are going to say crazy stuff. As long as I've known college football, that's going to happen, you know? So I feel like you may not like Nick and all that, but that's pretty tame compared to some of the student sections I've heard around the SEC. Yeah. So I get it. I get not liking those things, but at the same time, I think not so much Nick, but the cowbells. I think that's kind of like a sacred thing, and I'm glad that the SEC has not completely sold its soul and said, you know, we got to do away with things that make the game unique.
Alabama does the one where they say F these, don't they do that? F Tennessee too, or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does it. You know?
They all got their songs, but no, I'm not there yet. I'm sure when I become a little bit older, more papaw, you know, I may say something. I watched, I don't know if you saw this, but the Blue Angels they came down on the beach there in Pensacola and it was too low. And like ABC comes out with this dramatic post about, you know, how close it was to the beach. And I'm like, dude, it's never that close when I'm at the beach, right? So I'm not that guy that says, you know, you didn't go low enough. That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm here for. So, yeah.
Shane wants to be clipped by the Blue Angels.
Hell yeah. I want to get my fat ass knocked down by that Blue Angel. So,
yeah, that'll happen, Shane.
Yeah, at some point, I'm sure it will.
All right, last one we got here, Shane. And yep. Man, I have no idea. I'm going to butcher this name. Shino Buzzworlds. Hopefully, I didn't butcher that too bad. Shane, food question.
Yes.
Has Shane ever had, I don't even know what this is, but hopefully I'm saying it right, chantilly cake. Have you ever had a chantilly cake?
Do we have a picture of a chantilly cake?
Like I said, I never even heard of it.
I don't stop to ask the name. That's the problem. You know, I see cake and it's green light most of the time.
Okay.
The only cake I'm not a fan of is carrot cake, but I still will in a pinch. Maybe.
I think I see why they're asking this, Shane.
Oh shit! Is it bad?
No. It looks very good to me, but to you, I don't think you'd touch this with a 10-foot pole, Shane. It's got fruit in it.
Why are they ruining it?
See, once you change your taste buds a little, this is what you start going for.
Listen to him. How about you change your taste buds to stuff that tastes good? You know, chunky fruit in my cake is not it. Now, that may have worked back in the 1600s because that's all they had. Uh-huh. But we have moved forward. Puree it, put it on there. I'll still eat some fruit cake.
See, I think you're brainwashed, buddy.
Nah.
The garbage they give us now, you say it all the time off air. Oh, it's making us sick. It's killing us.
I didn't say
it. How come if you eat a huge piece of Mamaw cheesecake, do you not feel like dog shit afterwards?
Oh man, I love it. I wish we're I not supposed to right
feel
now.
Like this.
Yeah. Yeah. As I'm smoking my pale male on the back deck. Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's right. Right. I would love a, I would love a situation where it never existed, but now that you know it exists, could you imagine never knowing what an elevator is, and then all of a sudden you discover one in the building you live in, and you've been doing 16 floors of walking with your groceries. Yes, you're healthy and you feel better.
You'd probably be strong as hell.
Then you found that elevator. You're like, this has been here the whole time? That's what the cake is. Now that Chantilly whatever, we're going to have to work on that one. I'll eat around. You know me. I'm gonna eat around it.
Let me ask, have you ever even heard of a fruit pizza? Have you ever had that?
No. Is that real?
Yeah, it's really good. So what it is it's a sugar cookie.
Yeah.
That's the bottom.
Okay.
And then they put it's kind of like a cream cheesy type frosting on it. Okay. And then you put fruit on top.
And then you knock the fruit off, you keep the fruit juices in there, and you got a perfect pizza.
No, you got to, that's how you got to, that's your introduction to fruit right there.
Oh, no, I don't know. Fruit pizza, get out of here. Fruit pizza is very good compared to cinnamon pizza. Have you ever had that? Where you get like,
I don't think so.
It's like, it's kind of like a Cinnabon, but a pizza. So you get the bread, I guess it's normal bread, and they put that brown sugar stuff, and then they put a nice little circle. They usually make it pretty of icing on top of it.
No, I've never had that before.
It's good. It's dangerous if you're allergic to cinnamon, but it is very, very good.
It's worth the allergic reaction?
No, not for me. I'm really picky choosy when it comes to that. I do love Cinnabon, so, but not a cinnamon. That way, I'm just talking about pizza, like dessert pizza. I've never really had a great dessert pizza now that I think of it, but there's some that we wouldn't kick out of bed.
Did you never have that one at Pizza Inn? I think it was called. It was like chocolate chip pizza.
No, I mean, I definitely try it. Yeah. I mean, I'll try it.
I don't think it exists.
I'd even try the fruit pizza. I would, but it just depends on what the fruit is, you know, because there's some fruits just too chunky, and it's texture for me, man. I got the palate of a 3-year-old.
You know who does it?
Rotash.
Boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Stephen Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out, Stephen Up. Thank you, love the mailbag. Hope y'all have a great time at Media Days. Appreciate you, Stephen Up.
Hell yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And don't forget, Sunday, Mike's got a show scheduled to come out, and it is going to be his. I'll put it out,
not Sunday, Saturday.
Even better.
Don't act like you know the schedule or you're doing anything.
Just what are we doing Sunday then? I don't know.
Traveling.
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever day it comes out, you can watch it on Sunday. So I wasn't wrong. So
I figured we might do some live stuff on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll have to see how it is when we get down there and what the situation is, but
yeah. Grab a little behind the scenes,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice. A little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Love
that's what Mizzou fan 07 said with his 20 donations. Hey, so shout out all the new cousins, Shane. Want to give him a shout out here. I screenshot it, but yeah, looking forward to Tampa. Never know what we're going to get into. Quite honestly, I'm not too thrilled about Tampa, but we'll make the best of it.
Oh yeah, we'll be good.
Okay, let's see here. All right, Shane. Whoa, we got a lot of cousins here. James Sellis, Brandon Wyckoff, RCLMX, Nick Anderson, TD Eaton, Travis Rogers, Jack Monroe, MIZ Drew, Matt D. Layton, Log. It's Shane's nickname, the Log. Tholand, B. Rana, Kevin Lynch, Young Seminole, OU Jordan, oh, Yabui Zeus, I'm sure I butchered that, David Montgomery, KKRRR, Commander King, and Justin Subel. Then we also had Jared. Shout out, Jared. They gifted a membership, Shane,
thank you, cuz,
to a baby. So all of y'all,
welcome to the family.
And I think we had one more dive in here. It was old Alexander.
Hell yeah.
Andy, welcome Alexander.
Welcome to the family. Perfect timing. Yeah. They're starting to come back, Mike, because Arkansas.
Arkansas's the fruit pizza of the SEC.
Hell yeah.
Damn it. That's well said there. You know
what? He nailed it. Good job. Welcome, Andy.
Oh, JP, come on. 5 memberships to 270 E-Man. See my Tri-X. What? Branton Harkness, Shade Parks, Ben Elliott.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy
JP.
Still a man with the voice.
The golden voice.
All right, buddy, anything else before? Oh, JP, just to make Mike read more, here is to Florida this weekend.
Oh, hell yeah. I hope there's some cousins in Tampa. If you are, let us know. Maybe we'll grab a drink.
That's the thing, Shane. So I forgot. I don't know if you've seen anything of it. Mm-mm. So again, they don't publicize this. They don't really make it too well known.
Yeah.
They've got a big event Sunday night, and it's open to the public, and it's like a fan fest. Media Fest.
Damn.
So if you're in the area, hell, come on down. I think it's I don't know if it's in the hotel. I think it's outside.
Oh, nice. What time is it? Problem is my flight. I don't get in until like 7.
Oh, you're going to miss it. But I'll be down there.
Yeah, Mike will be there.
No, I think it's a night event. Pretty sure.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, if you're in the area. I know there's a lot of SEC homers in Tampa, Florida, so be sure to get to it. They should do that at every event, though. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And I think they should have it set up on the outside so they drop the coaches off and the players, and they got to go through like a red carpet scenario. I feel like that's something. They're missing the boat here, Mike.
They're missing it, but that's a story for a different day, Shane. We got to jump off here and get ready for Tampa. So we appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you, Saturday, but then we'll catch you down in Media Days.
All right. See you guys. Go ball.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.